Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
And with that, happy Tuesday. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We are streaming live on YouTube, where you see a dancing Anthony Haney at the Team 980. Coming up at 5 o'clock, Mitch Tischler joins us for his final regular season-ish edition of Tischler Tuesday, fully playoff mode as we move forward. A Take Command Tape Tuesday as well at 5:30. Why was the offense so different with Marcus Mariota compared to Jaden Daniels? You've been wondering why. We have the answer coming up at 5:30. We start, though, Anthony, with breaking news. Breaking news. Oh, snap. News is broken. Breaking news. And that breaking news is that the Las Vegas Raiders have created another coach opening in the NFL. They have fired Antonio Pierce just a year after hiring him following the him being, you know, having a kind of a successful, quasi-successful, if you will, run as the interim coach. And that now makes six openings around the NFL for head coaches. And then you have the Titans, who also made news today because they fired Rand Carthon, their general manager, which creates actually just a second job opening for a front office position in the NFL, or a general manager's position specifically. It's them and the Jets. However, the Patriots, Bears, Jags, and Saints, who all fired their coaches, are all keeping their general managers. Of course, Dallas is still floating out there. They have Mike McCarthy's contract ending next week. Of course, nothing will happen besides negotiations between now and then because the Cowboys didn't make the playoffs, so they're not waiting on anything. But his contract expires a week after the regular season, or whatever the language is, that it ultimately is going to expire on January 14th. That one is still TBD. I think there's a couple other, you know, things to keep an eye on around the NFL. We've seen some coordinator movement as well, Cincinnati, Seattle, etc. But Anthony, we now have six head coach openings and Dallas pending. We're going to take the Cowboys out of it for now. Let's play rank a job. If you're a head coach, if you're the Ben Johnsons or Cliff Kingsbury, or whoever else is going to be the top guys, Liam Cohen, the offensive coordinator for the Bucks, who the Commanders will see this weekend. How do you stack up these jobs? I'll tell you right now. Here, let me give him my answer, or one answer first. If I'm Cliff specifically, I'm not going anywhere. None of these jobs are appealing to me. So if you're a Commanders fan, I'm gonna say that right now. If I'm Cliff Kingsbury, I look at exactly zero of these jobs and be like, between the coach, or sorry, the ownership situation, the general manager situation, the quarterback situation, and the cap situation, that's good enough for me to leave Washington when I'm already making head coach money, $7+ million a year from the Arizona Cardinals until 2027. And I can just continue to be an offensive coordinator, something I actually like doing, and learning from Dan Quinn so that when I do get my next head coaching job, I'm good at it. So I know I threw Cliff's name in there, but I would, if I was Cliff and I was in that kind of position where going isn't a given for me, I would just stay.
Do you think, I guess, rekindling or getting back with Caleb Williams would interest him as much as, you know, a lot of media pundits made it seem last year when he was first, you know, on the hiring stages, I guess?
I would say the Bears job is going to be on the top half of my list, but I'm not that interested because I have a general manager who apparently is getting to stay, but is certainly on the hot seat. Like, can he have any more than 1 year if things don't turn around quickly in Chicago? I want to have alignment with my general manager, and ownership has never proved super competent. So I'm good on that. I'll punt.
Yeah, I mean, do you think he's thinking like that, though? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think one of the things that Cliff has learned being here is how important the relationship is between coach, general manager, and how that alignment not only helps you get the right players and is an important relationship just because that's your closest working person that you work with, but it's also really important in how you set the kind of the culture of the building, to use that magical word. And one of the things Cliff talked about last week when he and Fortier went back and forth on this topic was, you know, Sam asked this great question at the end that was basically like, what would you do differently that you've learned about here that's different than the last time? And he's like, from day one, I would set the expectations and the culture. And last time I tried to do it too late and, you know, people had already established stuff and it just doesn't work that way. You have to be very direct, very, and that doesn't mean like you're a drill sergeant a-hole from day one. It just means that you are trying your best to set the standards and culture and create the atmosphere that you want. And instead of being like, oh, just trying to get in and get everybody's name, like you come in and you set that stuff. If you have a GM that's already there, by nature, you have people that have relationships with that GM. The GM, you know, clearly has some say in the culture already. So there's just a bunch of stuff that you can't start from scratch in the way that I think Cliff wants to start from scratch.
Now, that's fair. And I got just one last question on the Cliff front, just because we do have other job openings. But if you're looking at what happened last year in terms of Bobby Slowick being a candidate to get a job out here with one of these teams, and then you also look at a Ben Johnson, Slowick regress isn't really fielding like too many offers, or a lot of people aren't too interested.
No, he should get zero offers this offseason.
Yeah.
And based on what he did.
And then you got Johnson, you know, people, you know, still love the work that he's doing in Detroit. Do you think Cliff could be thinking on that front, like, all right, I stay here another year in Washington? Not to say we have a terrible year, but like we don't go 12-5 like we did this year because of our schedule. Do you think that is in play at all?
I mean, there's got to be some small part of it on human nature, but I think you have to just trust that you can do a good job and you're going to be Ben Johnson and not Bobby Slowick. Like Bobby Slowick's problem isn't that the league soured on him, it's that he did a bad job and the league saw it. It's that anybody who knows football is looking at what the Houston offensive line and protection plans were and their development plan for C.J. Stroud and went, what? What are you guys trying to do?
Yeah.
And so if that's the case, that's a no-fly. Like, that can't happen. And if you're Cliff, I think you're looking to grow the offense next year, and it's a very, very different approach. And so you're going to be Ben Johnson, where your name is in it again next year and the year after. And I think Cliff will go about it in a very different way than Ben Johnson has, which, you know, the way that Johnson has is probably turns people off. I think Cliff will probably just shut down stuff. And if he does ultimately shut down some interviews, I think he'll go about it in a better way than what Ben Johnson did. And I realize that there's probably, if there's any Raiders fans listening, they're like, you mean like last year when we thought we had him? And it's like, yeah, you got into the negotiations and you couldn't come to a contract agreement. And Washington swooped in and got it done and gave him the terms that he was looking for and sold him on a better opportunity. So I don't think that you'll get to that point with Cliff. Like, I think there's going to just be a very different tenor to the conversations because I think Johnson probably wanted to go maybe last year and thought he would because he'd already turned down one cycle. And then was like, actually, I don't want to. I think Cliff is much more clear-minded going into it. And that's going to be a different thing. So let's play rank the jobs next. Which job would you want if you're a head coach? So we've just said, if you're Cliff, the answer is none of them. But if you are someone who is maybe more eager to leave for whatever reason, which of these jobs do you actually want and in what order? We'll get to that then. Commanders Vibe Check Tuesday, starting at 4:30 on the phones at 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live on the free Odyssey app.